A government panel says the illnesses known as Gulf War syndrome were probably caused by low-level exposure to nerve gas and other toxins during the first Gulf War. The panel's report contradicts a number of scientific reviews which found no evidence of a link. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The new report, currently in draft form, was conducted by a panel appointed by the Department of Veterans Affairs. Robert Haley, a clinical researcher at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center, served on it, and he says the panel reviewed data that other scientific panels had not.
I think this committee has come along just at the time that a lot of new research, real good scientific research, has come along and had the benefit now of better research and have concluded that the Gulf War illness is really a physical brain illness, most likely caused by exposure to low-level nerve gas, pesticides, and other chemical exposures in the war.
The panel's findings are in general agreement with what Robert Haley has found with his own research, and his work is controversial. The panel is recommending that the government spend some $80 million studying Gulf War illnesses, and this theory in particular. There were 7 scientists on the panel and 4 veterans. Haley says the panel was put together to offer advice, not to rule on cause and effect.
It's a really good story. President Bush appointed Secretary Anthony Principi as the Secretary of VA, and he's a real veterans veteran who really came in trying to help the Gulf War veterans and turn around the sort of messy situation where the whole country was in denial about this illness. And so he appointed a research advisory committee to advise him about where research is going and where should VA put research money on this problem.
The panel's conclusions are at odds with those of the National Academy of Sciences. A report in August by the Institute of Medicine found no conclusive evidence linking low levels of exposure to nerve gas with long-term health effects. Samuel Podolicchio, a neurologist at George Washington University, served on that panel and is doubtful nerve gas or other chemicals can explain the veterans' symptoms. He says there is no evidence that veterans were exposed to significant levels of nerve gas or pesticides, and in the absence of that, it's difficult to reach any solid conclusions.
You can't say that Mr. So-and-so, who was in the Gulf War, who now has some abnormality on his MRI scan that Dr. Haley is showing to the public, and he's complaining about neurological symptoms, that it was an exposure to sarin in the Gulf War that caused it.
The new report also doesn't square with studies of people exposed to high levels of nerve gas during the 1995 terrorist attack on a Tokyo subway. Richard Mayu is a neurologist at Columbia University.
Many people were severely exposed, and you know, some people lapsed into having seizures and stopped breathing and passed out and were taken to local hospitals. The one study that I'm aware of did actually track the recovery of people who survived, and there, you know, it took quite a bit of time for them to fully recover, but most recovered to a reasonable degree.
With no long-term effects to his knowledge. Mayu says the strange thing about the Gulf War illnesses is that many veterans came home healthy and developed the symptoms later. That makes it doubly difficult to pin down their cause. Personally, he says he has no doubt that something or combination of things made the veterans sick. He thinks it might make sense to stop funding so many studies which are unlikely to reach any definite conclusions and instead spend the money compensating the veterans. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.